Right, ready to go. Couple of them to settle in. They're off from the 2000. A lot of pride, I think, jumped on terms today. A lot of pride is going up in search of the lead in the green. Tory's girl on the inside, though, going off to spearhead the attack. Len Ullman from the wide draw, still caught wide into the first turn. Royal Influencer, Maroon Sleeze and Cap is on the fence. Then came Donny's boy, he's got his mouth open, racing in fifth spot. Terminal Velocity, White Cap on the fence. San Quentin is a length behind that in Green Sleeze and Cap. They followed by Global Drumbeat, is a half a length down on the fence. Light Blue Colors, two lengths to Pica Pomodoro. Three quarters Flash Lightning on the inside in a striped cap, and three quarters of a length behind that Intuitive Spirit. Three lengths away to the trailer, which is Crepuscola, and that race is around 12 lengths off this front runner, which is Tory's Girl by a neck. Alado's Pride moves right up to its quarters in second place. Two lengths to Royal Influencer back in third, halfway, 1,000 to go. Glen Ullman back in fourth in the silver and blue checks, then came behind that Terminal Velocity on the rail. Donny's boy on that one's outside. A length to Global Drumbeat, San Quentin travels with it. On the outside, Intuitive Spirit, three wide. Pick up Pomodoro, Orange Cap is one behind that. Two lengths to Flash Lightning and three lengths to Crepuscola, who'll do a lot of catching up from the back. 15 lengths to make up as they face the judge for the final time. Tory's Girl in the black in the middle, Royal Influencer on the far side. Glen Almond on the near side runs on nicely and takes over the lead. It's Glen Almond with 250 meters to go. Royal Influencer down the inside. San Quentin in the green is storming home at the rail, but it's Royal Influencer in front. Glen Almond, and then came San Quentin, but it's Royal Influencer. Royal Influencer won it from in second. Glen Almond, Cape Town 1-2, San Quentin third. Further back was behind that one, Global Drumbeat. So it's Royal Influencer for the Snaith Yard, Cabello Mazzignani, the four-year-old son of Royal Mo, out of a Black Manushka's Butte. Second win from eight starts, trying the Polly for the first time, bred by Stoniel Stud, nominee Mr. Heinrich Ricks, owned by Mrs. A.J. Brandy, Musikant, and Jonathan Snaith. A very well done to the team with Royal Influencer, who's won well. San Quentin was running on for a stage, but hit a flat spot, runs third. Glen Almond runs second, so it is number one, the winner, from six Glen Almond, four San Quentin third, and three lengths clear of nine Global Drumbeat back in fourth. Then Donny's boy, Alada's Pride, Flash Lightning, Pick Up Pomodoro, Terminal Velocity, Intuitive Spirit, and Crepuscola was last all the way. 1, 6, 4, and 9 is the provisional race results for the last race today. Tory's Girl gets caught in a pocket over there, as you can see from the head on. She has to switch out, does Wilmine Foree. But it is Royal Influencer now comes to the rail. San Quentin trying to storm him on the inside, has clear running. Just couldn't go on with Royal Influencer, is too good. Glen Ullman ran a nice race from the wide draw. San Quentin third, and then came Global Drumbeat. 1, 6, 4, 9, the provisional race results for the eighth and final race today.